August 22nd, 2017. Satsang. Namaskar. Human society is one and indivisible. All living beings are part of an integrated whole. There is a unity to human existence despite the diversity of people's views, opinions, lifestyles, and group identifications. Despite this diversity, an underlying unity arises from the humanity which people share. That humanity is an indivisible flow of consciousness. Not only is it shared with between human beings, but it is also shared with those of the animal and plant kingdom. The earth itself contains this consciousness. As the life of the planet evolves, the consciousness becomes more and more self-aware, more and more awake, and at the human stage of development, there is self-awareness. Consciousness is sufficiently awake to be self-aware. However, the minds of human beings are not sufficiently developed in all spheres to understand their relationship to each other and to all life. Many people feel they are an individual, separate and apart from other living beings. And their primary goals have to do with their own survival, their procreation, their pleasure, and their personal achievement. It is only in the most critical stages of life that a person may begin to think, why am I here? What will happen to me now? Most of life for such people is simply engaged in survival in the physical realm, or if that is taken care of, in the psychic realm, in the mental realm, achievement to secure one's home, one's family, one's community, one's identity. But some people are able to break out of this survival psychology and look at the larger picture. They become engaged in self-reflection, trying to understand themselves. and trying to understand the community and the society around them. In doing this, they struggle with many obstacles. For the mind of a human being is not equipped to grasp larger conceptual frameworks with precision and accuracy. And people become influenced by those around them, and they begin to identify with particular groups, philosophies, ideologies. And according to their temperament and their mental tendencies, they will align themselves with others who are like-minded. And together they will create a psychology, a beliefs about the nature of reality, the nature of society, the nature of their own lives. And those beliefs will hopefully afford them a better and happier life, though that is not always the case. But the beliefs may be limited in scope. Remember, the underlying consciousness, awareness, that is linked in a totality and a wholeness with not only life on this planet, but with all existence, is the fundamental reality. Within that fundamental reality, there are innumerable sub-realities, relative realities that occupy the minds of human beings. At different stages of development, what aids human evolution will change. For someone in the Middle Ages, to aid the society they lived in may have been to free the serfs and allow them the freedom to have small businesses and earn money independently. This was progressive movement within that society. Progressive movement in today's world, today's societies around the globe may vary greatly. But today, there are many people on this planet, and their fate is interwoven and interconnected. The ship they sail on, the Mother Earth, has a fixed and limited amount of resources. And should they exploit that existence, it will be to the detriment of all. So if one group who have formed a group psychology and identity chooses to use vast amount of resources and pollute the planet, their actions will impact the other groups and their ability to survive. So 1,000, 2,000 years ago, this was not the case. The population on the board, the mothership, was smaller. And people's capacity to do damage to the planet far less. So their personal and collective group could express themselves in any way they chose without severe impact on the other people living upon the globe. Most would not even know it. Perhaps neighboring clans, tribes, villages, kingdoms would know. But unless they were personally attacked or their lands or resources taken, it would not affect them. But today's situation is different. Because there are more people to support on this planet. And there is damage to the planet itself. There are those who deny this damage. They just want to go on doing what they do to create as much wealth, as much power, as much success for themselves and their group as they can. And this mentality, it continues to exist with blinders to see the ramifications for all people and for their own future. But reality has a way of catching up with people. And they find themselves face to face, confronted with the reality of the situation. Then they become unable to continue in their individual and collective psychology of self-preservation without heed and without recognition of their connectedness to all the other living beings upon the planet. As long as this self-centered psychology continues to dominate prominent groups of people upon the planet, it will remain impossible to establish a proudest society, a society where the needs of all people are acknowledged, recognized, and dealt with, and also the needs of the plants and the animals, and of the earth itself. This balanced view that is projected in the Prout ideology is a fine concept, but the reality of making a world where there is an acknowledgement of the interwovenness and interconnectedness of all life, and an intention and a utilization of resources to support all living beings. That, in their growth in the physical, mental, and spiritual realms, that implementation of such an ideology requires that people awaken from the mode of greed and self-preservation into understanding and awareness of their interconnected relationship with the whole of life. As long as large groups of people, countries, nations, states, cities religious movements, as long as large groups of people continue to identify solely with their particular group and the promotion of the welfare of that group, then this collective vision, which the Prout philosophy aspires to, cannot be fully implemented. It may be implemented within a particular society, but in today's world, that is insufficient because all of the societies are so connected. The earth is like a spaceship. The Mother Earth is a ship producing the proper atmosphere and resources to support the life it carries. But just as in a ship, it is a fragile environment. And if it is abused and destabilized, it may cease to produce the water, the oxygen, the food supplies, and the population becomes in trouble. So, people must awaken from the ignorance that continues to make them assume that they can survive independently with disregard for the environment and the other living beings who share these limited resources with them. At this stage, it is a different stage than in the past. This disregard could be done in past societies, but now it is impossible, for the impact is significant. But many people are hard-headed, and when they have their group around them to reinforce their ideas, they become more hard-headed until they get the real life feedback. I have said previously that necessity will unite humanity, and this is the fact. What those who want to bring about a collective society can do is awaken themselves as much as they can from dogmas, from groupisms, from ignorance that makes them insensitive to the suffering of living beings, and allow themselves to be a citizen of this spaceship Earth, a citizen of the universe. And to have compassion and care for all living beings. You can advocate your ideas, write them in magazines, take to the street when needed in the protest, sign the petitions, do what you can, bring forward ideas that can help bring positive solutions. But at this stage, it is the change that is needed is fundamental and dramatic. People are moving in that direction. The Paris Accord was a beginning effort. The United Nations, a beginning effort. The European Union, a beginning effort. You can see flaws in all of these, and you can see strengths. But what is needed for the building of the society of human beings and the welfare of all is far more than any of these efforts represent. The formation of the United States was also such an effort, early. It was done before the critical need for that unification was there. But the states were able to unite under a single banner to create a one country. Because they shared a common desire. Despite their diversity, they shared a desire to build a new world on grand ideas. And there were visionary men taking the lead to put that into practice. And they used their influence to bring unity. They were men of their time, responding to the pressures of their age, of the situations in the world at that time. Today is a different time. The people across the globe rise up as a mass, not led by any country, not led by any leader, but their voices together call out, what is needed for the welfare of humanity and all living beings on this planet is blatantly apparent. It requires no intellectual ideology. But it does require leaders. It requires people who will stand up, ordinary people, and stand for something greater, who will share their vision of what they know will be needed. Even if those around them are not listening. Because the time will come when there is no choice. And that time is not in the far distant future. That time is just around the corner. So stand up, speak up. Love each other. Do not divide from each other. And when a person has a different ideology, one that you see will cause only more struggle in the society, more hardship, don't start another war. Be patient with them. Do your best to educate them. The situation has a life of its own at this point. Proud philosophy and ideas are emerging under many names out of necessity and obvious understandings. But putting them forward is important, offering them to others. The mistake would be to try to start yet another groupism around Prout, to try to form some sort of power politic party that would be one more voice fighting for power and control. These groupisms must end. Group identifications with this ideology and that ideology, no matter how pure, the identity must be with the humanity. Not with the group ideology. So spread the ideas far and wide to any and all who will listen. This is already going on. The same ideas are being promoted in different quarters by different people throughout the world. And the ideas that Sri Sri Anandamurti brought in the Prout ideology have already infiltrated core layers of the society. Continuing to put these ideas forward is important. Attempting to create any type of group to be one more group vying for power is not beneficial. Writing articles in magazines, writing books, doing videos, doing movies. You see how movies, such as some of the climate change movies, have great influence on people. Communicating in the methods that people communicate in this age, those things will make a difference. As people's paradigms they have clung to begin to fall apart in the face of the reality of the situation, they will need new paradigms that can work, that they can shift to. What you see in the society right now is a growing awareness that the situation is becoming difficult. The natural tendency of many people, as individuals and in groups, is to blame the other. The first thought is, it must be the fault of the immigrants. It must be the fault of the radical groups and terrorists. It must be just hysterical propaganda about the climate and so on. I don't see it right here and now in front of me. These people are just trying to get something. So this type of psychology and denial. In order to secure the tried and true that has worked in the past, continues until it can continue no longer. And when there is stress in the society, when the difficulties that the planet faces grow in magnitude, as is happening now, people are confronted with change and they are afraid. They try to, the first response is to blame someone else and to try to deny what is happening. Go back to old ways that worked in the past. Of course, those solutions will not work. And that will quickly become apparent. Then there will be more search for ideas that will work. And it is at that time that the conceptualizations that have been prevalent in the Prout philosophy will become prominent in the ideals of those bringing the world together. To solve the collective problems of the planet. They may have different names. The name Prout may not be there. But the ideals, the understandings will be. So go forward and put these ideas out in the society so that they can offer hope of a way out, a solution-based ideology for humanity at large. But if you want to make a solution-based ideology for humanity at large, you cannot be a political group, you cannot be any type of group. This is a foundation in beliefs and ideas that affect the minds and hearts of people, to bring them not under the influence of any group, but to unite them, to move collectively together for solution-based approaches to global situations. All right? Are there questions?
So the name of Prout should not be provocated so much.
It can be provocated, but it is not the name. Who wants to take credit for that? To whose ego shall we put that shining star? Is it not for the humanity? So call it what you will. Let others call it what they will. Help the people to find hope and solution-based ideals as their old ways begin to break down. You can put it forward as proud, yes. Or you can simply put it forward without a name. As solution-based visions for the future of humanity. These ideals were not given as Ananda Marga was not given to start a new movement, to start one more group. They were given to the society at large, to all the groupings of people, that they may find their way to a coordinated cooperation for their collective welfare and the welfare of their mothership of this planet Earth. All right?
Yes, Mama. Thank you. This was very nice, solution-based vision. How did it go on?
Solution-based vision for the future of humanity.
For the future of humanity. Yeah, it sounds very nice.
All right, any further questions? Well, we keep getting all these